James chapter 2. James is a very practical book, and I said last week that James is the kind of guy that's sort of like the dentist that says, man, you got something in there I need to get to, hang on to your shoes, because here we go. And he's down to straight to the point. He doesn't beat around the bush, as my mom used to say. He gets to it. So I want to read the verse that to me is a central verse in this section, and it is in this chapter 2 and verse 18, and then we'll explain it. He says this in 2:18, but someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do. Pray with me. Lord, teach us, teach the word to us, we ask, and help us to use it in Jesus' name. Amen. If it were a crime to have faith, would there be enough evidence to convict you? If it were a crime to have faith, would there be enough evidence to convict you? When you look at what James says, you realize that in his practicality, James is teaching that the reality of your faith will show itself out in the way you live. In this section, we learn that that good works performed after salvation are an evidence of our genuine faith. Now, don't misunderstand me when we say this, but a mere profession of faith does not guarantee possession of faith, okay? A mere profession of faith does not guarantee possession of faith. I can tell you that I've got a PhD in philosophy, but it would show itself out in the way I say things and what I do. And the same thing is true with faith. James is speaking about a mere intellectual acceptance of certain truths without having trusted Christ as your Savior. Now, three important notes, and you've got them there on your notes. Number one, James is not trying to refute the teaching of salvation by grace through faith alone. Okay, he's not saying that you're not saved by grace through faith. Because we know the scripture teaches that very clearly. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But he is not saying either that you can lose your salvation. We know the scripture is very clear. We were talking about that in Sunday school, before Sunday school this morning. In John 10, 20, 27 through 30, he's very clear that God has us in his hand, Christ has us in his hand, and we are his forever. Once you're saved, you're always saved. James is not explaining how to get to heaven here either. He's talking about the fact that those who claim that they are on the way to heaven must give evidence to their faith by the way they live. If you tell me that you are an expert welder, and you come over to my house and you don't know which end of the rod to hold, okay, I can't believe that. If you tell me that you are the greatest teacher in the world and you can't explain to me how come one and one is two, so saying it doesn't make it true. And that seems to be what was happening there as with the people that James is talking to. Now, let's talk about this. Number one, empty faith, like an empty promise, is useless. Look at verses 14 through 17. He says, what good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds? Now, notice that word claims. That's important, okay? Claims to have faith but has no deeds. Can such faith save him? Now, he's talking about an empty faith. Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, go, I wish you well, keep warm and be well fed, but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself is not that if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. Now he says, empty faith is like empty promises, it's useless. The truth being taught, empty faith is not true faith. And when we say empty faith, it's saying, oh yeah, I know about God, and I know Jesus died on the cross, and I know that if I trust Him as my Savior, I'm going to heaven. But when you don't apply that faith, that's empty faith. I can tell you, well, I believe that you're the greatest help in the world. I believe that you're the kind of person that you'll help me. I believe you're the kind of person that if I called on you, that you would do whatever you needed to help me out. And I never call you. Well, I haven't proven that fact, have I? I haven't applied it. And so when we talk about this, he says, pay attention. The truth being taught is empty faith is not true faith. And he gives that illustration here about empty promises. And the truth is that if you have someone who's a friend of yours and they call you up and they say, look, I haven't worked in years and I can't find work and we don't have any food in the house and the electricity is being turned off and the water is being turned off. Can you help me? And you say to them, well, brother, I'm praying for you. And you do nothing. That's an empty promise, right? That's an empty promise. And that's the way empty faith is. And in verse 20, he has an illustration of that too. Look. He says, you foolish man, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Oh, I'm sorry, I did it again. My eyes are playing tricks on me. I lost my spot here for my the demons believe. Isn't that terrible? 19. Okay, I need somebody to read for me here. You believe that there is one God. Good, even the demons believe and shudder. Now that's another illustration of empty faith. The demons know the facts about Jesus. But do they trust Him as their Savior? The demons know that He is the King of Kings. The demons know everything that Jesus is. But they don't trust Him. And that's an empty faith. The conclusion that we come to is that faith that is not backed up with action is empty. Because when you believe something, you're going to act on it. I've used this illustration before, but if I said, somebody just called me and said that your house is on fire, and you sat there and didn't do anything, would that be saying you believe what I said to you? If you really believed that someone called me and said, tell so-and-so their house is on fire, they got to come, you'd be out of that chair before I finished the sentence. And you'd probably get a speeding ticket from Toby on the way over there. You act on what you truly believe, right? You act on what you truly believe. And that's what he's saying here. Empty faith is like an empty promise. It's useless. Secondly, in verses 18 and 19, he says, evidence of faith comes in the form of actions. And that's what we're talking about with the fire thing. Look at 18 and 19. He says, but someone will say to you, you have faith and I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do. And that's when he gets into the demons thing. You see what he's saying? Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do. He's saying, you say that you trust Christ, but you're not living it. You say you have faith. The challenge is to demonstrate that faith without works, and you can't do it. Faith is an abstract thing like love. It can only be proven through actions. Now, I've used this before too, but fellas, what if you came home every day and your wife met you at the door with a great big pan and she said, oh, I love you, honey, bong, and she hit you on the head with it. Would you believe she really loved you? Honey, I love you. Bong! What would get through your thick skull after a while? This woman really doesn't love me. Right? Why? Because what she says doesn't go with what she does. Now, sometimes People who say they're Christians say, oh, I love Jesus, praise the Lord, hallelujah, amen. I go up the aisle every week at church. And then on Monday, they do everything that the Scripture says thou shalt not do. Are they proving their faith they say they have? No. Faith, like love, is abstract. You can say you have it, but you don't prove it until you do something about it. Honey, I love you. Bong. I don't think so. And we do the same thing with God. God, I love you so much. By the way, I'm not going to do anything what you say in your scripture, so just disregard that, okay? So when he talks about this, he says, evidence of faith comes in the form of actions. Demonstrate your faith without works. You can't do it. You can't show people what you feel inside unless you act it out on the outside. The illustration he uses again, as I look at that, is the demons. You say you believe that God exists. So what? The devils, the demons believe it too. They know who he is. They believe he exists. And I don't know how many people, when I've talked to them about whether they've trusted Christ or not, whether they're going to heaven, the first thing they say is, I believe in God. Well, that's nice. The demons believe in God too. And they're not going to heaven. So, if you really have faith, you're going to do something about it. If you really believe the Scripture says you're a sinner, like the rest of us, and if you really believe that the Scripture says that you can't get to heaven with that sin on you, and if you really believe that the Scripture says what the Scripture says when it says Jesus died in your place on the cross, he paid for your sins, and if you really believe that what the Scripture says is that it God is offering you a free gift when you ask him for it by faith that you go to heaven, if you really believe that, why haven't you trusted Christ as your Savior? Because you really don't have that faith. If you've never applied it, you don't believe it. Your house is on fire? Yeah, I'll get to it in a minute. No, you don't really believe your house is on fire. You going to hell without Christ? Yeah, I believe that. No, you don't. Not until you really apply it. So why haven't you done that yet? If you're here today and you've never trusted Christ, why haven't you done it? Believing facts does not equal faith. Believing facts does not equal faith. It's when you apply it that you're truly showing that faith. Now, a story I read to you some time ago, and it applies to this. The conclusion is that true faith can only be proven through action. Here's a little story about, I'm not sure how true it is, but I read it a long while back. The following letter was found in a baking powder can wired to a handle of an old pump in the middle of an Arizona desert. This is what the note said. This pump is all right as of June 1932. I put a new sucker washer into it and it ought to last 5 years, but the washer dries out and the pump has got to be primed. Under the white rock next to this well is a bottle I buried. It has a cork on it and it's been out of the sun. There's enough water in the bottle to prime the pump, but not if you drink some first. Pour out about 1/4 of the bottle and let it soak into the leather. Then pour in the rest medium fast and pump like crazy, and you'll get water. The well has never run dry. Have faith. When you get water up, fill the bottle and put it back like you found it for the next filler. Signed, Desert Pete. P.S. Don't go drinking the water first. Prime the pump with it and you'll get all you can hold. Now, what's he saying? Have faith. If you really believe what Pete is saying, you will pour that whole bottle down that well instead of drinking it. If you really believe Pete, you're going to listen to him. What, about a quarter of it to get that leather that makes it pull the water up, and then you put, and you, but if you don't believe him, what are you going to do? And that's all you got. True faith can only be proven through action. If you really believe Pete, you're going to do what he said. Number three here. He gives examples of faith and action. And in verses 20 to 26, this is what he says. You foolish man, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Was not your ancestor Abraham considered righteous by what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that his faith and his actions were working together. Now there's a key, working together. And his faith was made complete by what he did. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. You see that a person is justified by what he does, not by faith alone. In the same way, not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did when she was giving lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction. As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. Two illustrations. The first one is Abraham. And when you look at Abraham in chapter 15 of Genesis, years before he offered up his son, the scripture says that when God promised him a son, it says that he believed God and God credited it to him for righteousness. No works there. Okay? And then later on, he acted on that faith in chapter 22 of Genesis, years and years later, when God said, Abraham, I want you to sacrifice your son, your only son, on an altar for me. And he took that son and he went to that mountain and he was ready to sacrifice. In fact, he had the blade up in the air and the angel stopped him. The faith came first. The actions in obeying God came second. James is not saying that Abraham was saved because he killed his son, because he never really did. He's saying he had faith years before God said, give me back your son. And because he trusted God, and the scripture says it in Hebrews 11, we won't look at it later, read Hebrews 11, verses 17 through 19 sometimes. The scripture says that Abraham believed God so strongly that he believed that even if he had killed his son and burned him on that altar, that God would have resurrected him from the dead. Because God promised his son to him. That son would be the one through whom his descendants will be counted. Rahab showed her faith how? First of all, as you go into Joshua, read that, so that's an interesting thing. As they're coming in, they're looking over the city of Jericho to conquer it. They come in and they sneak in and they go to a prostitute's house. You know, it wouldn't be as strange for a man to go into her house as it would somebody else's. And when they get there, she says, man, the people are shaking in their boots around here. They have heard about what your God did in Egypt and what he did in conquering all the kings on the way over here. And your God is the greatest God. She professes her faith. And then she hides them, believing that God is true, that he would keep his promise, that he would give this whole land to them. And she sends them off. She trusted God. She showed that trust by hiding the spies. Faith works. Work together for both of these. And that's his whole point here. He's saying, pay attention. Faith, I like what John Calvin said. Faith alone justifies. But faith that justifies is not alone. If it were a crime to have true faith, would there be enough evidence to convict you? You say you believe. Have you ever applied what you know to your situation? If you died today, would you go to heaven to be with Christ? If you've never done that, you need to do that today by faith. Would you bow with me for a minute? Examine your heart. Are you just saying you believe, or have you truly trusted Christ as your Savior? If you've never done that, you know what the facts are. Number one, you're a sinner like the rest of us. Number two, you cannot go to heaven with that sin on you. Number three, the only way that sin comes off of you is by trusting Christ as your Savior. He paid the price for your sins. Number four, you can trust Him today. Would you do that? Just quiet in your heart. You might want to pray a prayer like this. Heavenly Father, I know I'm a sinner. And I know my sin will never let me get to heaven. But I know that You died on the cross and paid for my sins. And right now, I'm trusting You instead of me. I'm asking You to forgive my sins and make me Yours. Do that quietly in your heart. And then you might want to pray a prayer like this. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for saving me. Now help me to live the life that will bring glory to You. Lord, we thank You for Your truth, and we know that You are very clear. Salvation is by grace through faith. We can do nothing to earn our own way. But once we have trusted You for that salvation, what we are and what we have become will show out through the way we live. Help us to do that, to live a life that shows our faith. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.